Good morning, everybody. You're here with me, Lori the Love Sherpa. Sounding out of breath, because I was running from one room to the other. And you're listening to me here on 12radio.com, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. Wow. I didn't realize what time it was, and then Serena connected with me, and I was somewhat surprised, but not entirely. I was listening to Kat, but the time is just, it goes fast, it goes slow, it speeds up, it slows down. And sometimes you think you have 15 minutes and you actually have two. So that's what happened. But today is Monday, December 8th, and it is 10:07 a.m. And it's really nice and sunny out in my part of the world, in Oceanside, California. I hope it's doing okay where you are. I hope you're doing okay. I hope you had a wonderful weekend. Part of the reason that I was probably a little flakier than usual, if that's possible, is because I'm still recovering from my Saturday night. No, I was not out partying and drinking, because I don't drink. I like to party, not in the drug way. You know, some people use that word very interchangeably. I don't mean that. I was partying with people, and I was dancing my ass off. And you can see that happen if you want to on my Instagram page right now, because I made two posts. One, I didn't realize they were even filming it. probably a good thing that I didn't realize it. But anyway, they captured me dancing in a show this past Saturday night at my pole studio. It's a Christmas show. They put it on every year. And they do it at Christmas, do it at Halloween, Christmas, Valentine's Day. They do it for, like, you know, all the holidays. The major ones not the minor holidays, just like the major ones, the holiday show, I think they call it. I like Christmas show because it is in fact Christmas time. But anyway, that's not important. They do it a few times a year, and it was a really fun show. And I got to dance quite a bit, and I put together my outfit basically the same day. I had an idea for an outfit that I wanted to wear, because it's more of a performance than I'm used to doing. I'm used to just sort of vibing and moving through my emotional process when I dance. So sometimes I'll be dancing to a very angry song. Other times I'll be dancing to a very sad song. And this all comes through in the body. And so when I dance, you can see and feel a lot of emotion. You can still see and feel it in my performance, but not as much. It's not that it's not authentic. It's very authentic. It's just more of me knowing that there are eyes on me that I am not familiar with. Because when we dance, you know, everybody kind of knows each other most of the time. But in the show Saturday, I did not know very many of the people in the audience, and there were quite a few of them. They were all very nice. They were all very appreciative, and they seemed to enjoy the show quite a bit. But when I am getting up and doing something that is really personal and private for me, usually in front of an audience of people that, you know, it's energy that I'm unfamiliar with. And I, as a projector, can feel all of the energy in the room. And it was lovely. The energy was lovely for the most part. And everybody, you know, was very supportive and cheering and whatnot. And I know, it's not like I don't know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing. So it's not that I am afraid I'm going to, like, screw up or anything like that. I mean, yeah, there's always a chance when you're, it's pole dancing, so you can always like, you can always fall. Thankfully, that doesn't happen to me very often anymore, because I've gotten, you know, I've gotten this shit down more or less. I've been doing it for 17 years, but occasionally, you know, your hand will just miss the pole and you'll fall or you'll slip or, you know, something. Mistakes can always happen, but thankfully none did. And I was perfectly safe. I always asked Archangel Michael to, you know, stay with me and keep me safe and protected always. And he does. And spirit takes good care of me. I am divinely protected. I always say that because I am. I know that. And I feel very blessed and grateful to be able to say that. So I always ask for protection, but it's just a funny thing because me as a projector, I cannot help but absorb the energy in the room. And I have learned, I think, thankfully kind of naturally, to let it run through me. I don't take it on. Because I'm feeling so much all the time that I either have to let it run through me or I'll just be taking on everybody's energy and I'll go crazy. That will not be fun. Because I want my own energy. I want to feel like solid and centered. And I do. Most of the time, I definitely do. But in a room full of people, especially new people that I don't know, it can be a little bit different. And so there's always this energy that like runs through my body in a performance type situation, where it's, you know, it's like this fizzy, my life force is like, you know, on high alert almost, not in a bad way, but, I'm just feeling everybody's energy and it gets me very jazzed and excited. And, the other night, Saturday, it almost got to the point where I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to stand up, honestly. Plus, I was wearing 7-inch platform heels. So if you want to see what I'm talking about, go over to my Instagram page, lori.the.love.sherpa. Lori the Love Sherpa. That's me, as you know. And you will see two of my videos that I posted from Saturday. So you can see a little bit about, you know, what I do for fun and the show itself, which is what I was performing in. And it was just very interesting being in that space because I want to say I've never performed in a show before. I've done showcases where I just go out and dance, you know, however I want. I just follow my emotions. I do some tricks. It was a little bit different this time because I had to put together a costume, not a costume, but an outfit. And the outfit came together that the same day, like the morning of, which being a splenic projector is not unusual for me. I often get a last minute, like in the moment hit of what to do about a thing. And I knew that the outfit I had chosen didn't really feel quite resonant. And then I asked Spirit to let me know if I should even do the show. I literally did not know if I was going to do the show until, honestly, Saturday morning. I was all signed up. They knew. I think the people who were putting the show together, they knew that I was on the fence. But God bless them. They allowed me to like let what was correct for me happen. And they were okay with it. And I had a lot of support. And I really want to, you know, thank all the people who were very supportive. There were only a few of them, but they were very, very important in the process, especially my best friend Kat, who talked me off the ledge a couple times, which I really appreciated. Because I know that I am not the kind of person who necessarily gets nervous at these things, but I do in a way. There's some anxiety about being in a space where there are people I don't know and energies I don't know, and I'm doing something a little bit different than I've normally done it. So there was all of that. And I asked Spirit, I said, give me a yes or a no. Am I doing this or am I not? And in that moment, I definitely felt like I was a yes, like I wanted it and I wanted to do it. The only no was resistance. And I finally came to realize that. And it was resistance because it was unfamiliar and it was new. Even though I've been pole dancing for 17 years, this particular setup was brand new for me. It really was. And so I felt a little shy coming up, you know, a little of my hesitation. And I recognized it. Spirit showed me that this is just resistance. But this was something that I genuinely wanted to do because I knew that it would be fun. And it was fun. It was really fun. It was so much fun. I'll probably do it again. We'll see. But anyway, we had a blast. I did like 3 performances. I posted 2 of them. The other one I didn't post because it was a duo performance and it was hard to see me because the other woman was performing in front of me. So you only could see glimpses of me behind her. Her performance was great too. But I can't post anyone else, you know, other than myself, because that wouldn't be right. So 2 of them are up on my Instagram, and you can go look at those if you like. Don't go now. Go after the show. Stay here with me now. Go check it out later. Because I would hate to have you leave my show. And my presence is here right now. My focus is in this moment, right here with you. And as I relate the story of what happened Saturday. But yeah, so that's what went down Saturday. And all I can say is it was a great experience. I'm really glad I didn't give in to the resistance because I would not have liked that. I would have felt like I missed out later. And I don't ever want that. The fear of missing out is very resonant in my body at times. And this was one of those times. So my fear of missing out won over my resistance. I will definitely say that's the way it happened. But it was fun and it was sexy and it was naughty and provocative and just a lot of energy. And the people in the audience and my fellow performers were all really supportive. You could hear everybody in the background, like, cheering their asses off. They were just so loud. And they're great. Everybody was just really excited to be there. So it was a lot of fun. So let me settle down here because I'm walking around as I talk to you. I have found that sometimes when I walk instead of sit, my energy feels a little different. So I'm doing like a meditative walk as I talk to you. But I want to go and get you guys settled into the Facebook chat if you haven't done so already. So let me get you set up here in my microphone so I can talk to you. All right. So the way you go over to the Facebook chat, should you want to make comments or ask me questions, which is actually one of the main reasons I'm here, to answer your questions. Because I love doing that. Like I said, I'm a projector, human design projector, and we are natural guides. I'm also a certified spiritual psychology practitioner and very well trained in that as well. So I'm trained in a lot of different things. I don't always mention them, but I can usually handle just about any question you want to throw at me. Assuming it's a genuine question, you know. Nobody gets snarky with me. Or I will get snarky back. That is just who I am. I like to tease, and I like to play, and I like to be serious when it's time to be serious, because I am a Capricorn. However, Capricorns generally have a very playful side if you get to know them well, and I think all of you here have gotten to know me, you know, to a pretty good degree over the last, 3 years I've been here? Yeah, it's been 3 years. It's crazy. But yeah, you can go over to the Facebook page. Just go to your device or your computer. I'm doing it as we speak. Go to 1-2 Radio. And that will take you onto the 1-2 Radio. Okay. The 1-2 Radio website. And on that page, you'll see some options on the left side that say, one of the options is chat, so hit chat. And that takes you over into the 1-2 Radio Facebook group, where if you scroll down just a scooch, you will see, pardon me, you will see my banner, Lori the Love Sherpa. And in the chat, you will see Rob. Hey, Rob. Good to see you here. And you'll see Renee. Renee is here too. Hey, she says Lori with a heart. And she says hi. And Pamela is here. Hey, Pamela. Thank you for the Christmas heart. Renee says it's rainy there. Oh, okay. Yeah, I would think it's pretty rainy up there a lot where you are. Renee. Oh, I like your new picture, Renee. It's fairly new. It's very tiny. I'm looking at your picture here on Facebook. But I like your hair. Your hair is pretty. It looks like it might be a new haircut. Very cute. Pamela says it's 22 degrees here, but it is sunny. Yeah, it's been kind of, it was kind of dark in the mornings for a while here, but it's been sunny the last few days. The weather is so strange sometimes. Okay. Oh, my bestie Kat is here. Hey, Kat. She says, hey, all tuning in late. Happy to be here. Nope, you're right on time. I was late too. I have just come to the realization that I'm basically almost always going to be a little bit late for everything. And I'm okay with it. So hopefully you guys are too. So if you ever get here and it's 10 o'clock on the dot, just expect that it's probably going to take me another few minutes to get on the air. I'm trying. I really am trying. It's not like I try to be late. I don't, and I don't mean it disrespectfully at all, because I value your time very much. It's just something in my makeup that at the last minute, you know, like today, I didn't even realize what time it was. Or, you know, I'm in the middle of something and I look up and all of a sudden, whoosh, there's the clock. But not making excuses. It's just, you know, different bodies operate differently. Some people are always early. I think that's great. I wish I could be that way, but I'm not. And I've accepted it because resisting it wouldn't really do much good. But I am doing my best to get as close to on time as possible. I really do. Okay, Kat also says she will tune in for as long as she can. That is just fine, Kat. That is totally fine. I'm just happy that you're here. Believe me. I'm just happy that everyone is here, honestly, because without you guys, I would be talking to myself. And although that can be fun, it's not very satisfying sometimes. Hey, Ryan. Good to see you. Also, I never want anyone to feel like they have to be here out of obligation. I only want you here if you really want to be here, because I can feel if you're doing it out of obligation, and I don't want you to do that. But why would you be here out of obligation? Because this is such a fun show. Of course you want to be here. Anybody who's not here is missing out, and that's just how it is. So, Brian says, Hi, Lori. I've been enjoying using Emmett Fox's Golden Key as a means of managing stressful moments, but I'd like to go deeper. Does Spirit have any advice on tapping into divine inspiration? Yes. Okay. So I love, love, love that you're using the Golden Key because it's one of my favorite tools. The reason the Golden Key works so well is because of the foundation of it. So when it says, think of God and stop thinking of the problem, because that's what it is, you basically just, whatever problem you're having, you stop thinking of the problem and you start focusing on God instead. And now that can be that's a very deep thing, because God is very deep. And what makes it even deeper is the realization that you're not only focusing on God and like waiting for God to solve the problem, although that's part of it, because once you relax your energy into being in, you know, the energy of God instead, everything does shift and the problem usually does solve itself in some way, quickly, or maybe it might take a little while, but it does solve itself somehow usually without you having to do all that much, sometimes. And if you need to do something, usually you'll get a prompt, but some sort of prompt or some sort of inspiration. But the other part of why thinking of God is important is because God is not separate from you. God is who you are at a soul level. So when you are focusing on God and nothing else, you know, or spirit or universe or divine, whatever word you use, our creator, when you're focusing there, you're focusing on your higher power. You're focusing on your inner being. You're focusing on the one who knows exactly how to solve the problem, because you never get presented with a problem without being presented with a solution. Never. If you have a problem, there is a solution. It may not look the way you think it should look or the way you are expecting it to look, but there is a solution. And I'm going to close my door 1 second because they're very noisy out there. I don't like it. Okay. So once you really tap into the body knowledge that you are this God being. Oh gosh, you know what, guys, I'm going to pick this right up. I'm not going to forget, but I need to take a break. It's going to be like 5 minutes. I promise I will be right back. Okay, so just sit tight, hang in there. Serena will play you some music and I'll be right back. Okay. And we're back with me, Lori the Love Sherpa, and all of you. So, all is well. Don't worry. I just had to take a quick break to do something really fast. It was urgent. So, Ryan, I was answering your question. I can hear you. That's okay. All right, we're good now. Okay. So Ryan, what I was saying was not only are you thinking of God as like a separate entity, but God, the energy of God consciousness is who we are at a soul level, as we know. And so when Emmett Fox says, think of God, that is the connector point for you to actually go deeper and just know that you, as God consciousness, in your higher self, which is who you are, is already shifting and changing everything for you to a way that, you know, is one that you would prefer, to a more positive situation. As far as tapping into divine inspiration, that is the best way I know. And I also believe, like I did with the show, you know, the choice I had to make to do the show or not, I also feel and know and believe that when you ask for guidance, you get guidance. So the best way for you as a manifester is to set an intention. Figure out what it is that you actually want. Because you as a manifester, once you get a hold of something that you want and you have a desire, you can just follow it. And I mean, we can have divine inspiration for lots of things, and I'm sure that you have many times in your life. Excuse me. I know that you have, actually. So it's really a matter of simply following your desire. I mean, I have to say that about everyone, really. We just follow it in different ways. A manifestor is going to initiate and inform people who are involved so they know what's happening. But your initiation is the piece that's the most important. Without your initiation, everybody else is just sort of floundering around wondering what to do. You know, we need the manifestors so they can initiate things so that the generators can then start the work and do the work, and the projectors can guide the work, and the reflectors can tell everybody if it looks good or not. So that's kind of how it works. You know, when I say generator, I mean both generator types, manifesting generators also. Manifesting generators sometimes start the work, and the generators often finish it, just because that's how they're geared. But not always, it just depends. So, I mean, tapping into divine inspiration, yeah, that can happen many ways. It can happen just by going outside in the world and walking around and seeing something that maybe you hadn't noticed before. But yeah, I feel like whenever we ask spirit, you can ask spirit for some divine inspiration of whatever type that you need. You know, ask and ye shall receive. You know, ask and it is given. So that is probably the best way that I can answer that question at the moment. But I really do love that the golden key, because the golden key, you know, stop thinking of the problem and focus on God. It's, you do that when you know that it's out of your control and there's nothing you can do about it. If there's something you can do about it that would be helpful, yes, do that thing. Don't just do nothing, especially as a manifestor. If there's something to be done and it feels good to do it, then by all means, do it. And, you know, your action is really important sometimes, because otherwise things don't get done, like I said. But yeah, always let your desire and intuition and God consciousness lead the way, and follow your heart, because your heart is the center of your soul, aside from your pineal gland, which is also very important. But your heart opens and closes when you are, when something is resonant for you and when it's not. And some people really know how to feel that and know how to follow that opening, closing. It's basically just allowing or resistance, love or fear. The opening of the heart is love. It's non-resistance. It's allowing. And when you feel a contracting of your body or a closing of your heart, whether you feel it physically or you just feel it energetically, that's fear. That's resistance. And one of the best tools to use is the golden key, because it really, really does allow you to drop resistance and get into the state of allowing, which lets the energy shift, because that's what you want. In any situation that you're feeling resistance, you just want to be able to let the energy shift. And sometimes it's as simple as thinking of God and nothing else. You know, assuming that you can't take any action in that moment and you can't control anything. That's why they say let go and let God. And as I said, I'm always in favor of setting an intention for something that you want. If you want something to go a certain way, you know, set an intention. A lot of times it's good to do them at bedtime, but you can do them anytime, really. I do them whenever I have something that I want to bring into my life. I set an intention. And I think I mentioned this, but if I didn't, you know, someone I love very dearly recently set what probably felt to her like a somewhat lofty intention for a certain amount of money in 1 month. And not only, she had no idea how it was going to come, by the way. I mean, there were many ways it could, but she didn't know. She didn't have a full-time job or anything. But she set her intention and she believed and had faith. And not only did she receive what she asked for, she received more. She met her goal and surpassed her goal. And I mean, what better depiction of manifestation is there than that? I mean, I think it's a really great manifestation. It's a great example of a great manifestation. She set her intention to like make a certain amount of money, and she actually did so, and made more, considerably more. And I think that's amazing. I've done similar things, so I know this works. I know it works. I have actually set a few intentions myself, and I am waiting for them to come to fruition too. And I'm excited. I'm not waiting anxiously. I am curious as to how the universe is going to bring me what I intend to have. Because that is the other piece of, when you talk about going deeper, that's the other piece of the golden key. It's knowing that you are that very same energy, God consciousness, Christ consciousness. The energy of spirit is who you are. That's the larger part of you. The human part of you is actually quite small. That's the smaller part of you. You are infinite spirit in a human body for a while. And once you realize that you are God energy, there really isn't much that you don't believe you can bring about and manifest. I've done it. I know. I'm still doing it. I will do it forever while I'm in this human body. And I really pray that, and I know that, you know, we only move upward. We don't go backward when we reincarnate. When I reincarnate, I hope I remember all this stuff because it's been very helpful. I don't believe in my body. I don't feel that we ever go backward. Like if you get reincarnated, I don't feel like you ever, you know, can't remember this again. I feel like you move up in the consciousness. You move up in consciousness. You don't go backward. This is my feeling. It doesn't make sense any other way. It doesn't make sense that we would go backward when we reincarnate. It just doesn't. I do know that we still have to learn the lessons that are part of our karma, our karmic lessons. Karma is not necessarily bad. Karma is just lessons. It's what we chose to learn when we came into this human body. So, when you reincarnate, I have to believe that your consciousness only rises with each subsequent incarnation, reincarnation. Because like I said, it just wouldn't make sense any other way. We've got to learn lessons that we chose to learn. And some of us are going to reincarnate many, many more times, and some of us are not. You know, some of us are a little bit closer to enlightenment, believe it or not, than others. And that's, you know, that's the ultimate desire. That's the ultimate goal. That's why we're here. We want to expand our soul, expand the universe. That's the reason we do this. Because we are God experiencing itself in a human body and expanding and feeling and, I mean, it's mind-blowing when you think about it. I think about it once in a while, and I'm like, God is actually expressing itself through me. And that is why you think of God and nothing else. And you follow your desires, because you're the God consciousness. And if you reside in a state of love a lot more often than a state of fear, your desires are going to be really good desires that you're supposed to have, or you wouldn't be having them because God put them there, because you are God. You are God consciousness. You're not the creator. I will make that distinction because people get a little tripped up with that. You are not the creator. I am not the creator. The creator is, you know, quote unquote, God, spirit, the divine, you know, master. But we are all children of God. So we are of that same energy. And this is so important to remember and to realize that that is who you are. You came from that energy. You are still of that energy. And if you only knew how powerful you actually are, we don't know. We'll never really understand because we're in human bodies. But at a soul level, we do know. absolutely, that we are powerful beyond measure. And that can be a scary thing for a lot of people. You know, most people are not as afraid of their darkness as they are of their light. And it really is true. Because that means you have to step up and you have to level up. You can't stay comfortably in your misery and you can't, you know, stay at your comfort level, which might be a much lower vibration than you're actually supposed to be at, or that you actually could be at if you chose to really tap into that power inside you. I mean, it's pretty exciting to me to know that I can create my whole world, and I am creating my whole world. Everything I see around me, I have created, good or bad. And if I don't like it, I can change it. I just have to know how to do it the right way. And that is from a place of love, a place of allowing, not a place of resistance. If I could teach nothing but one thing, it would be breathe and don't resist. Quite literally, breathe, because if you don't breathe, you die. But you know, when you're in a place of stress, that the one thing you do first is you take a deep breath. And you relax. You let your body just relax. And when you do that a few times, then you're in a more receptive state to whatever spirit has for you. And if energy needs to be shifted, it shifts because you're relaxed and you're not resisting. That's the way to do it. So really, when you tap into divine inspiration, that divine inspiration is always there. It's always there. It never leaves you, because you are divine. So simply breathing, relaxing, meditating if you like, that will take you right into the place where inspiration will come in divine timing. And that is one of the best ways I know of to receive divine inspiration. It's just to relax and allow it to come. And if you're a generator type and you need something to respond to, then you can, you know, just take a walk, like I said, or call a friend, talk to someone. There's millions of things to respond to all the time, because there's always stuff in our world to respond to. Me, I have to wait for the invitation. And while I'm waiting for the invitation, what do? I study. I get better at my craft. I focus on what I love. And the invitations flow. When I do those things, when I focus on what I love, and when I study things that interest me, and I get better at my job and who I am, my guidance gets better. I get better clients. We all do things a little bit differently, but the divine inspiration is always inside you. Always. That's where it starts. And I won't say that's where it ends, but it is the whole of you. And the divine inspiration is really what you want to tap into inside you before you do anything else. And that can look a little different for everybody, depending on your human design type. And depending on whether you're a man or a woman. But I want to... it's time to go. Wow. I want to make way for Serena for her show. And I want to thank you all for being here. I'm so sorry I didn't get to the Facebook chat as much. But I'm going to go check the Facebook chat right now. And I hope that helped, Ryan. And I hope that helped everyone. It helped me. I'll be back here next week. And I'm so grateful to all of you for being here. You've been here with me, Lori the Love Sherpa, on 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. I love you all. Bye, everybody.